And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. Once again, you got both your hosts, Connor and I, here.
Yep, hello. This is the Monday Nightcap.
Yeah, it's kind of got things going again for recording. We know what we're doing, recording from two different locations at once, but yeah, should be full steam ahead here.
Yeah, keeping connected here. You just heard What a Time to Be Alive by Superchunk off of their most recent album, which is also called What a Time to Be Alive.
What a time to be alive, too.
Yeah, like, it kind of describes the state of the world right now that we're living in.
I can't believe
But it's also a good album.
Yeah, I can't believe it's June 1st already. This month, for a month where not much was happening, went incredibly fast. Like, I can't believe it's June 1st already.
We're going to kick it off with a few, well, they're not necessarily new tunes, but a couple upbeat ones. Got some Hockey Dad, some QQQ, and some Living Eyes right here on CILU 102.7.
Yeah.
And you are tuned into the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. You just heard Horseplay off of the Living Eyes album Modern Living, and that came out in 2017. Aussie punk. Before that, we had QQQ with Asshole Pandemic. That one came out on Royal Mountain Records, and they're from Toronto. Fun song. And we kicked that block off with Can't Have Them by Hockey Dad. And going back to that Asshole Pandemic, it was written in 2016 before there was even a real pandemic. And I gotta say, that song's pretty much like Brett's life right now, as he's living the apartment life for about the past month. How's that been going for you?
Not even, man. We actually only got possession of the apartment like 3, 4 days ago, and it's the first time in my life I haven't lived in a house where you have your own space. So the amps have definitely been dialed back like crazy for the.
Justin's not treating the entire apartment complex to his rad country guitar.
Oh no. Okay, so there is a lot more. So if for those of you who don't know, Connor is on another show on Tuesday nights,
Wednesday nights
Wednesday
at
nights,
10 p.m.
Wednesday nights. That is the roundup, and that is with my new roommate, Justin. And yeah, so I've been getting a taste of the country music living for the past week or so now. It's funny, we've gone to a couple of different thrift stores as things have been opening up in Thunder Bay here. And the
Oh yeah.
amount of country records that we now have in the house, it is things I've never heard about. I feel like I'm gonna be well versed. I can do a guest spot on that show.
Yeah, you're gonna get a good country education living with Justin
I
there.
love it. It's just like when you tune into the radio station for any other kind of music, you can just find random things kind of outside of your wheelhouse and get to know them. And yeah,
Well,
it's
that's
been
exactly what
awesome.
I love about independent radio, is I'll turn on a station and it'll be playing some sort of music, like folk music that I enjoy, but I don't have enough interest in it generally to like put together playlists for it as I'm driving around in a car. So it's great to listen to someone that really knows their stuff, and for them to pick a playlist, and I get thrilled by that pretty easily.
Yeah, a
Lots of great radio programs.
little bit of everybody's own personal expertise. Anyways, up next we got some oh, jumping in with Dead to Me with the song Little Brother. That's gonna be followed by the Flatliners with Hang My Head, and then X-ing out with the Bouncing Souls, which is definitely an old, that's like start of the
It's like
90s.
2006.
Oh,
No, that the gold record. I remember listening to that one. That was around the time that I saw them on the Warped Tour,
that's true. I was
and
I
they
meant
put that
more
album
so
out.
the band itself, but this the
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
they've been
They're pretty
around for a while
classic.
for sure. This is the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
usually sing along, but tonight I find my tongue clean out, because all my friends are nervous wrecks. Don't have the time to take a breath. Yeah, all my friends are nervous wrecks, preoccupied with luminous certificates. What fun is trending there? Cues have been got along while still you know my phone's been a home. You're the one losing sleep, trying to work your bio line eloquently. See all my friends are nervous wrecks, I don't have the time to take a break.
Better yet, don't forget, leave the keys on the TV set. Open CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
And welcome back, everybody. You just heard Lean on Sheena by The Bouncing Souls. Before that, we had one of my personal favorites, some Flatliners with Hang My Head. And we entered into that block with Little Brother by Dead to Me. So that's all a bit heavier stuff than we've been playing in the past, I don't know, a couple months for sure. But felt a certain way, and it kind of matched up perfectly with what Connor was thinking too, with his selection of music as we were putting the show together. We both had this bit of a heavier vibe. That first band there, Dead to Me, is from San Francisco. The Flatliners are from, I wanted to say Toronto, but near Toronto. I know that. I should really know that. It's a bit embarrassing.
Southern Ontario.
And then the Bouncing Souls, Connor alluded to, have actually seeing them on Warped Tour, so I'm just gonna throw it over to him.
Yeah, they're from Jersey. Really fun band, fun live show. I saw them probably back in like 2007 2008, one of those years. Really fun time. Also saw Bad Religion, Less Than Jake. That was back in kind of when I had a little bit more of a punk phase in my youth, and I guess age has mellowed me out and turned me into a bit of an indie rock fan over the years, but what can I say?
If you're wondering, listeners, what that might have been in the background there over Connor's talking, that was a helicopter, which all the doors and windows are closed. I'm living close to the hospital now, so I guess that's what that was. Sorry, Connor.
Oh, no worries. I didn't even really hear that.
Okay, that's not so bad then. Up next, we've got... actually, Connor, how about you talk about this?
Yeah, we got a couple Canadian tunes coming up for you.
Oh,
we're gonna
yeah.
Kick it off with some John K. Samson off of his 2012 solo album, Provincial. And that album was actually a combination of three different EPs that he wrote that were very Manitoba-inspired, inspired by his home province, obviously. So they're called Provincial. There's such tunes as Cruise Night and Heart of the Continent, Highway 1 East, and a tune advocating for, I think, Reggie Leach, the hockey player, being enshrined in the Hall of Fame. But and a tune about Cruise Night, of course. But this tune is called When I Write My Master's Thesis, and it's exactly about what you would think it would be about. And we're going to follow that up with Sloan from the Maritimes with On the Horizon. You're tuned into The Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
When I write my master's thesis.
Thank you. on the horizon, and we'll shine in that scene, capitalizing. So just sign it, underline it, and represent the scapegoat, and we will blame it on you. Someone had to state it so I could imitate it masterfully.
You're tuned in to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7, and you just heard Don't You Think I Know by White Reaper off of their debut album, White Reaper Does It Again. Before that, we had On the Horizon by Sloan, and we kicked that block off with When I Write My Master's Thesis by John K. Samson.
And tunes. I forgot. I passed it off to Connor there, but the whole reason we were playing When I Write My Master's Thesis is because I actually finally got the official acceptance. Gonna be around Thunder Bay for another 2 more years. The Nightcap's gonna keep going on here.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now I guess you just have to decide what you're gonna write your master's thesis on. Okay, I guess that's still up in the air.
That's it. I do have some idea what's going on, but
you gotta find something to get really passionate about.
Yeah, now that it's all here, it's really gonna be going.
Do you have to defend a master's thesis like you defend a PhD?
I believe you definitely have to.
Yeah, actually, that is true. My sister got a master's a little while ago, and she did have to defend that.
Damn. Did you just announce the songs? Yeah. Where am I talking? My head's like in a whole different place right now. I've got music playing on in the background here as we try to get things organized. And yeah, up next, sorry, we've got some Speedy Ortiz.
Ortiz with Moving In off of their latest. And that Jackie song is actually probably one of the only new songs that we've played this entire episode or are going to play. Because, well, I guess we just harken back a little bit more to the classics on this one, right?
I guess that's all it is, right?
Yeah. Comfort tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, here's some Speedy Ortiz on the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Mental telepathy, communicating thoughts without words. Precognition, foreknowledge, knowing something will happen.
Was it something I said? Got him listening. While we started mumbling softly to me, catching feelings again. Now I'm taking a fresh memory from.
We'll be right back. posture next to me. And she was, and means everything. And she was, such a promised thing. And she was, she was.
Took a knee, them crackers took me out the league. Now I'm not lunch for games, but I play for keeps. And we salute King James for using his change to create some equal opportunities. Cold stairs can never put the fear in me. There's a movement we've been grooving on. You can move or stay your ass asleep. Let's just not talk about it. Everything they tried to hide, we're taking back for yours and mine.
What about the love coming with me? What about the neighbors coming with me? What about the scene that's coming with me? The people that you came with is coming with me. What about the love coming with me? What about the neighbors coming with me? What about the scene coming with me? People that you came with, you're coming with me. What about the love? What about the scene that's coming with me?
Just heard King James by Anderson .Paak. Little nod there maybe to everything going on in the States. Before that we had Lifetime in a Touch by Jackie, and we opened this block with Moving In by Speedy Ortiz.
Yeah, and we're rapidly approaching the end of the nightcap, and we have time enough just for one song, and we're going to take it back to 1994, I think, with some Cap'n Jazz.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Off of the album title's actually too long for me to say on air or even actually remember, but this is the opening track from it. And the Kinsella brothers, who were in this band and later formed another band, American Football, that was quite critically acclaimed in emo music, but this is the band that they had before that band, and it's a little bit more kind of messy, raucous, and garage rocky. Definitely a bit of a thrasher to take us out of this one.
Here you go. This is Little League by Cap'n Jazz. This is the Nightcap. Congrats on making it through that first day of the week.
We'll be right back. CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca. CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they end up in some places where you'd least expect them. They go all over our country.